This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, you know, a big topic is the introduction of Nick Nurse and what he said yesterday at the podium press conference, along with, you know, Sixers brass there, Josh Harris and Daryl Morey. Curious from everyone at 215-592-9494, biggest takeaway from what you heard from the 76ers' new head coach. Look, they've done the Brett Brown thing. They've done the Doc Rivers thing. Now they attempt the Nick Nurse thing. John, you heard him. We all listened to him. Hello, by the way, to Rhea and Devin and Seltzer and everyone as we broadcast from Borgata. John, your biggest takeaway from Nicky Nurse and what he brought to the table yesterday?
Well, I guess the biggest is I was impressed. He seemed very sharp, which I guess I sort of expected. The fact that he wants James Harden, I do think that is striking. I think that's important.
I don't know that
it's
real. I
don't think he takes this job. Well, hold on.
I don't know about that.
He says it's James. James has a decision to make.
Yeah.
I don't think Nick Nurse takes this job unless he is prepared to coach this team with James Harden or possibly without James Harden. Make the best of both situations. He said yesterday that he would love to have James Harden return. I believe him because I think James Harden gives us the better chance to win right now with experienced point guard play and a bright, you know, creative mind coaching this team. I think Nick Nurse knows that. I think people need to take notice of that. That should count for something. This coach, who we all felt was the most qualified for this job, you know, number one in line, he's coming here with a plan to win with James Harden.
Well, so he says.
Yes.
I mean,
he can also win without him. He says it's James's decision. I thought that was striking. I think we need to be more on board with the idea that James Harden could be part of the answer.
Oh, I agree with that. Look, I think a lot
with the right tutelage.
John, we had a poll, a week or two ago. Do you expect James Harden to be back? And 72% said no.
And I
thought that was crazy talk by the poll respondents.
Right.
Now, look, there's a chance he's not back. There's no doubt. But I don't think it's above a 50% chance. And for close to three-quarters of the people that voted, literally thousands of people that voted, three-quarters of people actually think Harden won't be back. I thought that was foolish. But I will tell you this, John. I think you're being a little foolish here today. Because while Nick Nurse said it, it doesn't mean Nick Nurse means it. Or put another way, it doesn't mean Nick Nurse means it if James Harden wants a 3 or 4 year deal.
Okay.
You know, and here's the thing. Let's play the audio. And know this. Nick Sirianni, in his introductory press conference, was asked similar questions. He handled it a lot worse.
Yeah.
A lot worse than Nick Nurse. But Sirianni was tasked with that, like, hey, do you want Carson Wentz to be your quarterback thing? You know, when he took over in the early part of 2021. And, of course, he fumbled and mumbled and stumbled and bumbled. But the reality is he didn't say no. Nick Nurse yesterday didn't say no. I actually take what Nick Nurse did say yesterday on that topic with a tremendous grain of salt. But let's listen to it. Because he was, at the very least, I mean, John, he tried to be definitive, clearly. Here's Nick Nurse yesterday when pressed by Howard Eskin on the James Harden thing.
Do you want James Harden back?
Pardon me?
Do you want James Harden back?
James Harden's a great player.
That didn't answer the question.
Well, I would say this, is that James has a decision to make, and I'd be very happy if he came back.
So here's the deal. He puts a declarative out there. There's no doubt he put it out there. The question is whether it means anything. Here's the thing, John. I got two aspects to this, the way I react. Number one, what's he going to say? I don't want him back? we don't want him back? Like, I find that beyond implausible. I think there is a 0% chance he would say that. And even if he really, 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 really wanted to feel that way and say that, it's not even his call. It's Daryl Morey's call, and he just got hired by Daryl Morey. So the last thing he's going to do is tell his GM, yeah, I'm the GM. So, like, there was no chance he was going to say, I don't want him back. That's why I put essentially no stock in him saying he does want him back. The other aspect I say is, you know, he said something real interesting there. He pivoted, and I thought it was a, I don't want to say a half truth. I'll just say a half fact. He said he has a decision to make. Totally true. James Harden has a decision to make. What he didn't say, and I understand why he didn't say it. He didn't say the remainder of the sentence, and we have a decision to make too. Because it would be perceived as, like, for lack of a better word to put it, almost rude. You know, in the NBA circle of dealing with agents and players and friendships, right, and this, like, he's not going to – but that's,
well,
what,
that's why this is
that's
smart.
What we all want to hear him say. But yeah, he's right. Got a decision to make. Guess what? So do we. He wants 3 years. We want 1 year. He wants 3 years. We want 2 years.
I think this was smart the way that they played it. It's basically not a necessity that Harden return, but they're – sitting on this and they're saying, hey, we'll put the ball in your court. James, if you really want to win, come back to Philadelphia. We have the right coach. We have the right five. We have the right GM for you to have success.
Right owner. He referenced that a number of times.
He did.
I mean, look, the owner, look, like, I can't stand the owner, but he does spend money. I mean, I will say, there's no doubt he spends money. Look,
but so that was big. The fact that the Harden thing, he's a lot more pro-Harden than, you know, 72% of our listeners, the audience. We that's a big thing. I like that he took the second round thing head on. I think that matters. He told us he knows that he'll be judged by how the Sixers fare after the second round. And he related about how it was similar in Toronto.
Right,
they hadn't played well enough in the playoffs. Certain players hadn't played well enough. So he's been through this. That gave me a little red flag when he said it's similar to Toronto.
Sure.
Because I'm thinking Philadelphia is not similar to Toronto.
But I will say, I remember that Raptors thing. And that Dwayne Casey, I think that was his name, Dwayne Casey, that got fired. They'd had a lot of success. They kept knocking on the door of contention. They were 1-2 seeds,
three
seeds. He
won Coach of the Year and got fired that year, remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and like, no, that was a real thing. They were a classic team that was trying to break through, and he did get them there. Look, again, everyone can react, 215-592-9494. Biggest takeaway from Nick Nurse yesterday. Here's where I'm at on this, and it's got a dot, dot, dot in my sentence. And I'm sad to say this. I really am. My biggest takeaway from Nick Nurse yesterday is Nick Nurse was really impressive on a lot of fronts, dot, 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 and it sadly probably won't matter.
I disagree.
That was my biggest impression. I just feel like he's entered a situation. He's entered a fray. He's entered a Walter Frey, if you will. I'm watching Game of Thrones again. I mean, let's talk about a mess, Walter Frey. He's entered a situation. Look, it's not impossible, clearly not. It is certainly possible the Sixers get the boulder up the hill. But in the end, I just kind of tend to think they won't. And I thought he was really impressive on X's and O's type stuff. I thought he gave a super impressive answer about Tyrese Maxey and how to try to get more out of him. I thought the psychology of the coaching thing as it relates to players, I thought he was very sharp on that. I mean, I was generally very impressed with Nick Nurse yesterday. But I just don't know that it matters. Rhea, what stood out to you the most from Nick Nurse yesterday?
It was a comment he made about James Harden, and I thought it said all I needed to know. It was where he said, you know, I think winning is the sell. That's got to be a goal of his. And if it is, then he should stay here and play for us.
Is it the if?
Yes.
Yeah.
That stood out to me very clearly.
You know,
there was a message in there.
No, that's fascinating. So I didn't notice that until you just said it there. Because the part of his quote within that I had noticed was, I hate it, and I'm not saying it's Nick Nurse's fault, just as a sports fan, I hate the idea that the Sixers have to sell themselves to James Harden. Like, that's revolting to me. I mean, it's like, dude, run back on defense sometime, and then we'll talk about selling us to you.
Exactly.
But I know the way the world works, and that was my takeaway from that. But that's a good catch. Read that quote again.
So here's what he says. He goes, I think winning is always the sell. Can we be good enough to win it all? That's got to be a goal of his. And if it is, then he should stay here and play for us.
That's good. It's a little shot. I like it. So that's the biggest,
putting it on him.
I like that. Biggest thing you noticed from Nick Nurse yesterday.
Yeah, Rhea, great catch. I didn't catch that either. For me, it was just the constant talk about how he's not going to, like, do things the same way always. You know, it seems like this guy is going to try things, see what works, see what doesn't, and evolve on the fly. Like, we've been talking a lot, like Rob Thompson a couple days ago with the, well, we decided Harper was going to sit out a week ago. Like it doesn't feel like Nick Nurse is going to do that kind of stuff. He's going to look at what he's seeing in front of him and react to it and evolve, and that, I think, is crucial for this.
Yeah, that's a good point, because that was touched on a lot of different ways yesterday. One of the main ones was how to manage Joel Embiid through the season, games played, minutes, that type of stuff, to prepare him for the postseason, using the Kawhi Leonard experience as a template. You know, the 1 year he had Kawhi Leonard, who by design was only going to play about 60 games, and he did, and they were still a high enough seed to have home court advantage in the second round and ultimately win an NBA championship. I found, like, again, guys, I want to be real clear. I thought Nick Nurse yesterday was super impressive. Yes. But I just – and I'm curious if you're vibing with me on this second point, though. I just don't know that it matters. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of this. John's impression of Harden, what Rhea noticed there, a lot within all of that. We'll play audio of the press conference as we move through the show. Also up ahead, the Phillies. Man, will we react to that. I mean, we're at the low point. There's no doubt we are at the low point. I mean – the low point, and it could get worse. It better not much more, but it could. They are starting to get into some danger zone.